25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Good day time is now 50, what's the matter with you? It's 7 after the hour, still in the last hour. Later on this hour, we're joined by Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. How to control your pets, how to introduce them to other new pets. There's an interesting video at DougSteffen.com today. This one came from Roberta. Shows what happens when engineers have dogs. How did you find this? Where did you find this?
Actually, I found it on Facebook. It was hilarious. It was as a friend sent it to me, and I was just laughing my head off.
Yeah, the dachshunds, sausage dogs, I always have called them.
See, and I love dachshunds.
Do you?
I would love to get one. Yeah, I had one when I was a child, and I named it Shish Kebab the First.
Shish Kebab.
Because it was a dachshund, and it got run over, and its head got crushed by a truck.
Mm. Ah! You have to give
those
us that
dachshunds aren't great cars, though.
I've always wanted another one. I just love them.
You should get one.
My aunt had a dachshund when I was a kid, and his name was Sigaboo. I don't know where
Sigaboo,
that came.
Okay.
Sigaboo the dachshund. Right now, Meredith and I are in the throes of having a conversation. She wants to get a dog. She hasn't had one for a couple of years. She misses the dog she had before. It was, by all accounts, a great dog. So we were talking to Warren yesterday about how she has actually, she's found a place in New York City that she wants us to go to, Roberta, that is sort of the last stop. The dogs that are in this particular pound or this particular shelter are days away from being sent down the long lost trail. And so,
isn't that true with all shelters, though?
No, this one is
not necessarily. Some are no-kill shelters.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Which one is this?
She told me last night, and I passed it on to Warren. I can't remember now, but I'll find out.
Because the one near me is pretty famous. The one out on Long Island is called the North Shore Animal League.
No.
But they're a no-kill, I believe.
Yeah. No, this is, she wants to save one that would be killed and is particularly interested in a lab sort of pit bull combination that we would try to, to make compatible with Charlotte.
Oh, it's that shelter in Chinatown.
What's it called?
Joe's Chinese food. That's what it's called.
Jen got it right away.
Okay. Well, you know what? Yesterday I got you yesterday, so that was fair. You got me today. What was it yesterday I did with you? You fell for it,
and
it Richie
said,
"No, it was Monday." I think Richie said, "Hey, you went for that one big time, Roberta." Whatever it was. All right. So, what does the Queen of Cheap have for us today?
Oh, let's see. We have deals from Ladies Home Journal and Uggs. You know those ugly
Uggs
boot thingies? Yeah, we got a deal from Uggs.
Cool.
That the girls in California wear when it's 70 degrees outside because it's cold.
No, because
with shorts. Yeah.
Shorts, right, and long blonde hair. We have free music from South by Southwest, which is really, really cool. Deals from Long John Silver. And also some deals from Lay's Potato Chips.
Really?
I'll tell you all about that very soon.
And just a few minutes here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, in New York City, a police officer accused of planning to kidnap and cook women.
Oh, my gosh.
Was found guilty on all charges yesterday. His name is Gilberto Valle, 28 years old, referred to as the cannibal cop. Convicted on a charge of conspiracy.
There's a movie or a TV show in this.
There is. All right, so what is the local gossip on this in New York?
It's just, I mean, people just can't believe this dude.
Well,
but
the trial,
actually, you know, planning on kidnapping young women,
cooking.
Had him targeted by name,
yeah,
and was actually talking about roasting them alive slowly. Like, who is this guy?
I'm just looking at the
scary stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at the online transcripts here.
Oh my goodness!
Defense attorneys had tried to argue that his online conversations were fantasy, and he didn't intend to carry out the plans. Somehow or other, that didn't go over particularly well. So in the meantime, what goes into a mind that thinks this is okay? And how does this guy become a police officer? I thought they had psychological exams to become a police officer. In New York City,
well,
isn't there?
Somehow, I don't think the question on the exams are, do you plan on kidnapping and roasting young women alive? I don't think that's one of the questions.
Yes, it just fell off the quiz, you know.
Right, okay. You know.
All right. Also, because Roberta is a former Catholic, Kenny's Catholic, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasnelli here. Richie is in New York today. He'll be back here tomorrow. So all of you interested in the Pope or the fact that there is there hasn't been a Pope selected yet, they need two out of three to vote for whoever the cardinal of the day is. And already had black smoke today, right? So there's no...
We've had black smoke today, no white smoke.
Do they only vote once a day, or do they just keep going until they stop?
I think they can vote many times during the day.
I think so, yeah.
You don't know how the process is conducted because it's closed to the public. You also don't know what names go up. But is the assumption, Kenny, that of the 115 who are under 80 who can vote, that it's one of those 115 whose names are up there, and do they stay in the room while the rest of them vote on them, and how are they nominated? I mean, I think that is interesting. I don't really care who it is at the end of the day, but I think the process is interesting.
I don't think they're nominated. I think they're nominated through the ballot process.
So that's why that
first vote was important, because they wanted to see which names were in it.
I don't.
So then they read off who was voted for, and then now they vote again based on, you know, so that way they can see, okay, well, you know, Joe Smith is doing really well here.
How does a name come? How is a name put forth?
A name is not put forth.
Did you ever see that Lucy episode where they self-nominated for their club? I think that's how it is.
It's not like you go in there and you mark a ballot for like 40
people. So what do they do all this time?
You write down a name.
So why don't they do that like once every 5 minutes? Okay, this is all these names. How many names
came?
Well,
because then after they write down the names, then the votes are counted.
Right.
So
there
has to
be
100. There has to be 115 pieces of paper.
Okay.
And only after they see that there's 115 pieces of paper, then they open up the ballots and they read off the names.
And you got to have 75 of them choose the same name.
Right,
but
exactly.
How do those names, how would one know that this guy wants to be Pope or that guy wants to be Pope or
you
somebody
don't.
Else wants
it's,
to be Pope?
It's divine providence.
Great.
You don't know whether or not they want to be Pope or not.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, they don't tell you whether somebody gets nominated 75 votes and then he says, no, I don't want to be Pope. You'd never know that.
You don't know. And the thing is that if they get a unanimous vote, it has to be void, because you cannot vote for yourself by law. So if there's 115 votes for one person,
if we took on this process, Al Gore would have no one to sue. There would be no hanging chat. All the evidence would be burned. It would be quite fantastic.
Maybe that'd be a good deal, right? Exactly. Speaking of good deals, lowering your cholesterol begins with you knowing your cholesterol number. Do you know your number? If you have a doctor who knows what he or she is doing, then you will know what that number is. Simple blood tests assure your current cholesterol levels are where they are. If they are not where they are supposed to be, then you need to immediately call this number, 888-809-6424, or maybe you'll find it easier to go to cardiol.net/Doug. After you have been tested and you find out you got high cholesterol, high triglycerides, you need to get on this one capsule a day that lowers your cholesterol and triglycerides. It is a really amazing process. This is a Vitality fish oil, Cardiol is, that works to lower your numbers in 30 days. And the thing that's cool about this is you get the first 30 days free. Then you can do like I do and maintain. I even give these to Charlotte. I really do. Cardiol is so good. I'm so convinced that this is something that you can use. A lot of people listening to this program send me their satisfaction notes, and I think it's very cool. As a matter of fact, I just found one of them here. Here's somebody who took Cardiol for 30 days, and they lowered their cholesterol from 283 to 205. The LDL cholesterol dropped from 194 to 119. That's the bad cholesterol. HDL is the good. It increased from 70 to 74. Pretty good results. You can have the same. Start it free. Cardiol at 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Doug. Ask for the free 30-day trial. 888-809-6424.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working in 1 hour among OTC branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Use as directed.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Specific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow, 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 wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
By the way, Roberta,
yes,
the name of the facility in New York is Urgent Pets on Death Row.
That's that pretty much spells it out.
Right, that's it. Right. All right, so we'll get to the bottom of that later on with Warren. Meanwhile, how can we save a lot of money today thanks to your efforts as the queen of cheap?
Well, let's start with Uggs boots. Some people think Uggs are ugly. I had to do that. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
But you can get them at 50% off with free shipping. And that's at 6pm.com. And we give you the links and tell you how you can do that. And Ugg boots can be fairly expensive. So this is a tremendous deal for you. Ladies Home Journal. If you like Ladies Home Journal, well, get it absolutely free. We tell you how to do that, too. And this is a one-year subscription. So this is an extraordinarily good deal. You don't have to pay a cent for it. And you can get Ladies Home Journal. Skinny Cow. It's a brand of ice cream and chocolate treats and stuff. Well, hey, Jen, you get a free
skinny
box of the stuff.
Skinny cows are not healthy cows, though.
You get,
no.
You get a free box today only, so don't sit on this one. Go and get it. And you have to go online at 12
noon. Don't sit on it because it melts.
Sitting on a skinny cow is not healthy either.
Yeah, the cow might tip over. It's called cow tipping.
You know, that's an old wives' tale. I mean, that's
what, ridiculous. Tipping cows over?
There's no such thing as tipping cows over.
You can't tip them over?
No, there isn't.
Well, there are these big things on these little tiny legs.
No, sorry.
Okay, no. Well, last time I tried it didn't happen. So
no, that's because it doesn't work. Keep going, will you?
If you can't get to South by Southwest, which is a huge music festival going on in Austin right now, well, you can get the music from it absolutely free from Amazon.com. And we tell you how to do that, too, at DougStephan.com. Long John Silver, get a free piece of cod. Enough said. And if you love Lay's potato chips, on Friday you can get them absolutely free. They're giving away a whole bunch of Lay's potato chips at Kroger's. They've got three finalists. It's chicken and waffles, sriracha, and cheesy garlic bread flavors. I guess there's some sort of contest going on.
Huh?
Chicken and waffle flavored potato
there's
chips.
A contest. You can vote on a new flavor of Lay potato chip. Yeah.
Chicken and waffle.
They've been doing commercials everywhere.
Really?
Blech.
Pass on that.
Blech.
It is.
I don't know.
There
what
it is.
Plain tomatoes.
All this stuff out. Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
A few moments, the number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 songs during this week in 1992, the fourth year of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now it's 25th year on the radio and everywhere else. This the idea of reviewing some of these songs just kind of, it's like movies, it's like television. We can all put ourselves in a spot where we can identify with many of the songs that were popular. And this one I remember vividly, frankly, as one that impacted me the first time I heard it. I had tears. And I think more or less, as I listen to the story, and you maybe as well have tears, imagine this happening to you.
It's a true story, yeah.
It is a true story of his child, yeah. Fell off the balcony in a hotel or something. I remember that.
Out of the mother's apartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so that was number 5 during this week in 1992. Eric Clapton and Tears in Heaven. This was number 4. Quite a contrast. Vanessa Williams and Save the Best for Last.
It's a great song.
Yeah. She had a pretty colorful career.
One could say that.
Movies, television,
magazines.
Songs, magazines. She was Miss America for about 5 minutes, I think, wasn't
Until
she?
Until the magazine.
Yeah. Save the best for last. Okay, number 3 this week in 1992. The most popular of all the Michael Jackson songs by far,
but a good one.
It registered. Remember the time.
How we used to talk. No, we stayed on the phone.
Can't kind of imagine him dancing here. Is this right?
This was like an Egyptian themed video, I believe.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they still want to have us there. Some people think, by the way, that Egypt, as an aside, is more dangerous. I saw some blogging on this overnight. People talking about the situation in Egypt versus the situation in Iran.
I would love to go to Egypt, but it is extremely dangerous for women to go by themselves. I would not go by myself.
Yeah. All right, number 2 during this week in 1992, Right Said Fred.
Oh, my shirt. Sexy, man. Oh, my shirt. That's so sexy. It hurts. Yeah. And I am too
sexy.
This is Rod Stewart's theme song.
All right, and number one this week in 1992. Let me be the one to show Mr. Big. We have another Mr. Big song recently.
Maybe. I think we did, actually. I think you're right.
Mr. Big. Now, you mentioned before Mr. Big showed up on Sex and the City.
Sex and the City, sure.
Yeah. Now I know a horse whose name is Big. But for the same reason. Anyway, hello. That's number one this week, 1992. I asked the question, and I wonder how this is working on the guise of the Pope being selected and stuff. There are some people think that the Pope was already selected. This is a big scam. What do you think of that, Kenny, as a Catholic? Is it possible that the Pope, after the last, there was already, it was all engineered and this is just a show?
You know, it's possible. Certainly, this is, everything is so secret with the way that they're voting. We have really no idea what's going on in there.
Well, I just find all of the color around this to be more interesting, actually, whatever the end result is. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Reese. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world.
It can be difficult to see what startup ideas have to do with established companies.
Eric Reese.
But every company, including even the most modestly successful startup, as well as the most established mega company, has to deal with balancing investing in the core of what they have done in the past with investing in new sustainable sources of growth to deal with the ever-changing future. And what I have found, actually much to my surprise, is that ideas that were originally designed to help people start new companies have had great relevance across the spectrum in companies of all sizes. I meet people every day who I like to call involuntary entrepreneurs. They took what they thought was a safe job in a safe industry where they thought they would be given the opportunity to basically do a good job doing the same thing every day, possibly for decades. And then all of a sudden they find out that in their business, whether it's in media or in manufacturing or in technology, their business all of a sudden doesn't work the way it used to. And there are new upstarts causing all kinds of chaos. The old rules don't apply. And they have to think for themselves to discover what works in their business. And I think that's going to be true for more and more of us in our careers, that the burden is going to be on us to think in an entrepreneurial way. But the flip side is, that is a world that rewards creativity and initiative much more than the old world did. Each of us will be given the opportunity to really shape our own destiny if we're really willing to put our ideas to the test.
Eric Reese is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners,
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Let's determine what some of the best stories of the day here are on the Good Day program, courtesy of your friend Doug Steffen, your friend Jennifer Horn, your friend Roberta Fasanelli, your friend Ken Kessler. We're all here on your, what is it, as your service, and on your side on the Good Day program from what's new at DougSteffen.com. Another sinkhole story. The fellow in Illinois playing golf this past weekend, a sinkhole opens up under him, pulling him down 18 feet.
The hole in one. Thank you. I'm here all day. Come on, Michael. Where's the rim shot? Give me a break.
I got him someplace. His name is Mark Mihal. He was golfing with some friends at the Ann Breyer Golf Course. And let's see, he's a mortgage broker. He dropped into the ground on the 14th hole, and he went down 18 feet. And I'm just looking at a picture of this guy. It was actually, it looks like in a sand trap. Do I get that? Yeah, it was a sand trap. He was interviewed after the circumstances. He says, I'm standing here, and all of a sudden, before I know it, I'm underground. He fell into the floor of an enclosure that's shaped like a bell. So it wasn't really a sinkhole. It was something that was underneath the tree. Yeah, these are all over golf courses.
Well, golf courses are man-made things, right. You know. So, of course, there's probably some weak spots. This poor guy just found one.
The thing that we are so now sensitized to this because the news media scared the hell out of everybody last week when the sinkhole sucked this guy down and they tore the house apart and they found other sinkholes, that sort of thing. And so now there is an expectation, I think, on the part of some that these stories are going to crop up everywhere. And when they do, does that mean the end of the earth? Is that the end of the world is coming because we have sinkholes? Folks, these things happen as a part of the shelf, sort of shelf life of the earth, if you will. The plates moving underground creates holes, and the holes have to be filled with something, and it's going to be material that's above them that fills the hole. So luckily, this guy was down 18 feet. I still am wondering, if you go down 18 feet, how they managed to get to him in time to save him, unless there wasn't that much material that was going into the hole. That's the only thing that I could think of. But just think about what. How would you feel if something like this happened? You think about, put yourself into this guy's position. And what might be the circumstances if you were put into that same situation? What would
Let's
you be
just say? I might need
thinking.
A new pair of pants after it was over.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit nervous,
right,
I think.
Right. All right, so let's pursue along with that some of the other social media items for the folks who are paying attention to our Twitter and Facebook pages. Ken and Jennifer, who's first?
Ken, he's ready to go.
Yes, I posted a little while ago about Roberta's deals, and somebody is excited about the Queen of Cheap stuff, except they think that the chicken, it's Kim, she thinks the chicken and waffle chips are gross.
Yes,
chicken
it does sound
and
gross.
Waffle. Yeah, that does.
They have
gross.
the three flavors. It's like sriracha, which sounds okay. Yeah. Cheesy garlic bread, okay, but chicken and waffles. Potato chips, kind of weird.
Uh-huh. All right, what else?
John wants to know, if daylight saving time is such a great idea, why do we ever switch back to standard time?
You know, I saw something, and I think we posted it. Didn't we have a daylight saving time story at DougStephan.com about what it cost the U.S.
Yeah.
economy? What, $400 million every year to turn the clocks back an hour and then ahead an hour? What are we doing it for? What is, under the circumstances, it used to be when we were an agrarian economy that the clock moving ahead
was
good because
right.
we could work late and we all like it that way. So why don't we just leave it that way? What's the point?
I mean, there's so many studies about it being the groggiest day, that Monday being the groggiest day of the year, this week's Monday. Mm-hmm. There's accidents. I mean, it's so silly. It's just,
well, it costs this much money in the economy. Why would we be doing it?
I mean, I love having the daylight. It's just the back and forth all the time is just ridiculous. I'm moving to Arizona.
Are you really? Yeah.
They've got it right.
Is there, what other state? There's one other state that
Hawaii,
is Washington.
Isn't it?
Hawaii. There's one other state that doesn't change the clock. I know Arizona is one, but I think there's another one. Anybody know? 888-302-3684. Kenny, what else do you have?
On Pinterest, people are very interested in Twinkies coming back.
Twinkies are coming back.
Ooh.
Yep. We're not sure whether they're the wide distribution they had before. Will that be part of this? Is the companies that are doing it, it's a combo Mexican and where's the other company from? Do you know?
I don't know. It was Apollo something.
Yeah.
They brought back Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, by the way, the same company.
Really?
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer
and Necco wafers.
Mm-hmm. Necco, what a great combination. Breakfast of champions.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that takes care of that, I guess. Kenny, you got anything else? Or you want me to go to Jennifer?
That looks like about it for the moment.
All right. What about you, Jen?
All right. Who's the genius, by the way, on the staff?
Me.
Me?
No, besides you and you. Besides you and you, who else?
Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer.
Okay. Arizona and Hawaii are the only two states that don't observe daylight saving time. Just want you to know. Mark that down, please, sir.
Got it. Yes, we have it. We made do note of it, yes.
My only contribution from social media, Dougie, is from Scott Pearson. Because, you know, I like to, we're following a bunch of stories, don't get me wrong. But I would like to tell you some of these comments that just come in organically. Scott said, Wendy Williams doesn't know squat.
Really?
I'm allergic to women's lipstick. Any kisses near my mouth and I get a rash. Cold sore-like on my lips within hours. Now, this is all in reference to Wendy Williams talking yesterday on her show. She got a question from a woman who said she had been on a date with this guy for, I think they went on 5 dates, and she'd been dating over a month and a half, and he had never kissed her. And when she asked him about it, he said it was because he was allergic to lipstick. But then she went on a date without wearing the lipstick, and he still didn't kiss her. And so Wendy said, girl, he's just not that into you.
I'm but listening Scott to that is, woman. But we listened to the woman, and mm-hmm. she didn't sound like, you know, when women talk like that, there's usually a gaping hole between their teeth. Maybe he found that unattractive, but under the circumstances.
Scott, our Facebook friend, is absolutely 100% behind the guy and says there is such a thing as a lipstick allergy.
Really?
I just know most men would overcome any allergy to get a little action. So I don't know.
The average length, Roberta, before you got married to your husband, what was the, how long did it take him to kiss you the first time?
20 minutes.
After he
I was going to say, I don't end a date without kissing somebody, because you have to know.
Really?
It's such a big
lip?
Part.
Lips.
Yeah.
Really?
That's probably why I'm sick all the time.
No tongue, though, right? When do you do the tongue? That's pretty gross.
Probably sometimes around the first date.
Yeah, usually.
You have to know. I need to experience the whole male perspective here.
Kenny, when was the first time you kissed Lisa, your wife?
First date.
First date. At what point in the first date?
Within an hour.
See? Really?
Now, not to pry, but was it a real kiss or was it just a smooch?
The first one was just a smooch, but there were more.
That same night, right?
Were you walking along? Were you sitting somewhere? I'm just curious. You want to know, Roberta. Don't give me that stuff. All right, Kenny, go ahead.
It's right as they were leaving that at a cheap hotel.
The motel.
Set up windows in the car.
That's right. The fogged up windows, yes.
That's it. Okay. There's something to think about. All of you remembering, whether it's your wife or maybe the first time you went out on a date with somebody that you really cared about, how long was it after you met this person, male or female, that you kissed, or male and male?
Can I ask you guys a question? Because now you're giving me a complex. Is it bad to kiss, like a real full kiss on a first date? Should I not be doing that?
No, I don't think so.
Because I pretty much do it every date.
Really?
No, I know. Yeah. So, I mean, unless I'm just totally not into it. But is that terrible? You have to be honest with me because I need to know. I'm vulnerable.
I think it's up to the individual.
Okay, Roberta doesn't think so. Doug, you think I'm less of a human being now, don't you?
No. I don't want anybody examining my habits when...
I was going to say, let's not throw stones here, people.
Exactly. So I'm making no judgment calls whatsoever on any of that. So, but it's interesting to sort of get it to turn it back on you. Think about what your circumstances were. And you can think about it in a moment. We're going to bring you around to the television report. Speaking of Wendy Williams, she's going to give us her take on Matt Lauer, who spoke out about the ouster of Ann Curry. I think his bosses did as well. Plus some Bachelorette news, Dancing with the Stars news, all coming up with Jennifer and her TV report here on Good Day.
Spring is in the air. Get rid of the winter blues and refresh your home for the season with cleaning products that will save you time and money and help you easily remove tough, messy stains. Chlorine-free and color-safe OxiClean Versatile Stain Remover helps you go beyond the laundry room so you can tackle pesky stains all around your home. From upholstery and carpets to bathroom floors, lawn furniture, and more, OxiClean Versatile Stain Remover can be used on multiple fabrics and surfaces to help keep your home looking fresh and clean. And while doing your spring cleaning, don't neglect the dishes. Dishwashers are supposed to save time, but rewashing cloudy, spotty dishes can be a hassle. To help eliminate spots, residue, and cloudy film, turn to OxiClean Dishwashing Booster. It will spruce them up in just one wash for pristine, spot-free dishes. For more information and spring cleaning tips, visit OxiClean.com.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
888-302-3684. Michael, it would be nice if we could have the television theme as we agreed. There we go. So let's pay attention to Jennifer. Actually, let's get started with the Wendy Williams discussion, because this has been a lot of a focus on these entertainment shows, Jennifer. Matt Lauer, who wasn't as... I got the story from you yesterday. Mm-hmm. It didn't sound like Lauer was doing the talking. It was his bosses that were doing the talking.
Right.
All right, so let's listen to Wendy Williams' take on this and see if she has it right.
So there's other drama going on with the morning show, the Today Show, hosted by Matt Lauer. He's finally speaking out about the firing of his co-star, Ann Curry. Because you remember, before all this happened, you know, Matt was morning's wonder boy, and then that happened, and all of a sudden he became, by all accounts, one of the most hated men in morning TV. And many viewers blame Matt for pushing Ann out. But now, and Matt's been like, mum's the word. He's just been taking everything you've been talking about, you know, behind his back. Now he's finally speaking out, and not in a good way, because he's placing the blame on NBC. In other words, his bosses. He said they
Wait. That's not the story you had yesterday at all.
Well, because Matt Lauer hadn't talked yet. His bosses had come out and said that it wasn't Matt's fault, it was Ann's fault. But now apparently the new little cog here is that Matt came out and started talking about what went on.
I didn't get fault from any of this. That's why this is so twisted.
It's just twisted. Everybody trying to create a story where there's probably not really a story.
Well, I'd like to get it straight, because I think a lot of stuff has been aimed at Matt that seems to be unfair. The bosses said it was their decision, not Matt's. He didn't have anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, he lobbied against it. He just didn't want her to be the co-host. He didn't mind her being news person. And so this has been so twisted and turned around. It just gives you an example or an idea of how these stories take on legs of their own. And Wendy didn't have the story right. She wasn't right at all with what she was saying.
Well, she's stirring up a little drama.
All right, so again, what is it that actually happened?
Okay, so the bosses at NBC said that it wasn't Matt Lauer's fault yesterday, that it wasn't Matt that wanted her to leave, that it was them, basically saving Matt. Now, Matt's kind of going out and saying the same thing. Yes, I agree. It was not me. I actually offered to quit, he said, because I wanted to save people's jobs. He said, I actually offered to leave the show, and NBC said, no, we want to get rid of Ann.
Okay, so then that's the end of the story.
That's the story.
All right.
That's the story to my take, which is very undramatic, but interesting all at the same time.
All right, speaking of drama, the new Bachelorette, do we care?
Yeah, we do. Desiree Hardstock is the new Bachelorette. She was the bridal consultant that made it to the finals of this last Bachelor season with Sean Lowe. She's a really, really cute girl, but I guess she had a very awful hometown date with Sean, which is why she got the boot. So, she will be the Bachelorette. The show will premiere this spring. Speaking of Sean Lowe, the Bachelor, he is in love with Catherine. He picked her during Monday's finale, and yesterday on Good Morning America, they made the announcement that he will be joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars, which premieres next Monday, March 18th. So that's exciting news if you're a Dancing with the Stars fan. Vince Vaughn has been tapped to host the April 13th episode of Saturday Night Live with musical guest Miguel, who's like the hottest thing ever right now.
Really?
NBC also confirmed Melissa McCarthy will host April 6th with musical guest Phoenix. And hearing the musical guest Phoenix makes me feel totally irrelevant because I have no idea. Former Boston legal and office star James Spader is also set to star in a brand new show on NBC. And I'm excited because I like James Spader. He's so weird, but he was so great on Boston Legal. And this show seems like a great vehicle for him. He's going to star as the world's most wanted criminal who mysteriously turns himself in and offers to give up everyone he has ever worked with.
Wow.
His only condition is he will only work with this new FBI agent, Elizabeth Keene, who is played by Megan Boone. So that should be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Good news for Ellen DeGeneres. Her show has been renewed through 2017.
Well, she does well.
10th season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the post. Why is this such a big deal about Ann Curry? The ratings were down on the Today Show, and I guess the question here is, was she responsible? 10 before the hour on Good Day.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program, bringing forth his knowledge of the world of pet. The animal kingdom is his court. It's Warren Eckstein, who studies dogs and cats and pets, has a weekly program that's on every weekend, actually, around the country, and a lot of great radio stations, plus on Sirius XM. You can go to his blog at thepetshow.com. Also, you can find out about the wonder of his own pet line of vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats, a separate line called Hugs and Kisses. You ought to check that out at hugsandkisses.com. This is the best way to make sure that your dog, your cat stay healthy. Warren studied this stuff for years and years and years, so you know that what's in this product is the top of the line. So Hugs and Kisses for your dog and cat. Check it out either at hugsandkisses.com or petshow.com. We're going to talk about there's a study that's out saying dogs who are at work with their owners help the owners be more productive at work. That and choices to make when you're finding a new dog. We'll have that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by VW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. You're writing about this study that suggests dogs who go to work with their owners help them at work. Is that, that seems almost commonsensical, doesn't it?
Well, it does seem commonsensical, but what we're finding is like organizations like Google, for example, which allow their workers to bring their pets, are more productive, number one, less stressed, less anxious, and they find that rather than take that coffee break, taking a quick break to go outside and kind of walk the dog midday makes all the difference in the world. It makes common sense to me. I generally work out of my home, and my dogs are around, and if I just get off a stressful conversation with Doug Steffen or somebody, I hang out with my dogs, and it alleviates the stress. I think it's a great idea, and I think more and more businesses are going to be open to it based on the fact that people want to take their pets to work with them. I think it's a great idea.
You know, we had a story the other day at DougSteffen.com about a fellow in New Hampshire who got his dog back after a divorce. The wife kept the dog for 10 years. And then somehow or other, she decided it ought to go back to him. After 10 years, do dogs do they recognize? Do they remember? Does this dog go back to this man and sort of pick up where he left off 10 years ago?
Two things. First of all, dogs don't forget. They learn through the associative memory. So, for example, if you take a dog to someone he met 10 years ago, he may not exactly remember the relationship, but will remember that person. That's number one. But let me just get off topic for a second. You talked about the situation where the wife had the dog for 10 years, now wants to give it back to the husband. Do you know how many times I've been hauled into court? Well, that's a different matter, but hauled into court on custody cases based on the fact that they both want the dog, and the judge will say, Warren, who do you feel the dog will be better off with? And I sit down with both people. You know what really gets to me, Doug? Very often, it's not that they both want the dog. It's that one person just doesn't want the other person to have it. So they kind of use it as a pawn.
Like children.
Exactly
right. Same thing with children.
Exactly right. So, yeah, the dog's going to recognize him. The dog, in a couple of days, the dog will be his best friend all over again, I promise.
So Meredith and I are talking about a dog. You and I were talking about this last night on the phone. How do you know where to go if you're going to a place that's the last resort, if you will? How do you know the dogs that are in there are dogs that you will want to have?
Well, first of all, you want to save a dog's life. That's my main objective. So you want to go to a shelter, a humane society, a rescue organization if you're looking for a purebred. And by the way, 25% of all dogs at shelters across the country are purebred dogs, so there's no excuse for people to say, well, I want a purebred, I'm not going to the shelter. That's number one. Number two is you want to try to speak to some of the shelter workers. But here's the problem. I just wrote about this the other day. Very often when you go to a shelter scenario and you see a dog that's been incarcerated or is in a cage and there's hundreds of other dogs around and people are yelling and screaming and there's a tremendous amount of noise, you really don't get the feel for what that dog or that cat is really all about. So what I always recommend to people is if you're going to a situation like that, work with a shelter where you can take the dog out with one of their people and get to know the dog before you make that final decision and bring it home and give it a hug.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out hugsandkisses.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.